Hello guys, welcome back to a new episode. I hope you guys have been very well. I hope our last episode, which was about cord cutting, really helped you, especially if you're looking towards actually doing that. I highly recommend it. And I did release an actual video about cord cutting, so definitely check out my YouTube channel in the description below. But today I wanted to talk about Reiki, everything Reiki. I recently became a Reiki level 2 practitioner, and that was a really exciting journey, and it was an emotional weekend because I did both of my classes in 2 days, and so I was just, but it was such a transformative time in my life. I feel like I went through a lot of growing and a lot of healing and a lot of letting go and releasing, especially with the attunements that comes with each level as you go up, and you can also get more attunements too in between each level up, so you can get as many as you want to. I only got one for my level 1 and my level 2 only one, so yeah, as of now, I'm just kind of letting the Reiki level 2 attunements to really settle into my spirit today. I am playing some really, like, relaxed music. I hope it doesn't make people sleepy, but it's making me really calm and relaxed, but really at peace. So, let's dive in. So, what is Reiki? I have notes that I took from my class that I'm just going to read what it says, and yeah. So, Yusui Reiki is a form of traditional Japanese energy healing that utilizes the power of universal life energy ki to promote relaxation, balance, and healing within the body, mind, and spirit. Ki is the life energy. It means life energy. We do have 7 chakras, especially if you're in the spiritual community. You've probably heard people talk about chakras a lot, and we have more than 7 chakras, but these are the main ones in the body because there's more. There's an earth chakra, earth star chakra. There's so many different chakras. You have a higher heart chakra. It's so many different ones out there. So, this ancient practice was developed by Mikao Yusui, a Japanese Buddhist monk, in the early 1900s, and is based on the idea that life force energy, known as ki, is present in all living things and can be manipulated using specific hand positions and verbal affirmations. So, I hope that this music isn't making anyone sleepy. As I said, I'm gonna turn it down maybe one more. It's different hand placements with Reiki to do, especially when you get certified. And you also can do Reiki on yourself. Let me see. I'm just gonna skim through. So first and foremost, before I continue, I want to say that Reiki isn't something that you can use as a clutch to think you're going to heal health issues, health parts of yourself. That's not what Reiki is. Reiki can help, a little bit, but I still advise you to seek a medical professional. Some people think that, well, if I go get Reiki, then it means I'm going to be healed, you know? And no, because you can open up your chakras as a collective, and I'm going to dive into the chakras, just give me a second. But you can open up your chakras, and they still can get blocked. And then you have to go through again in the healing, and you have to do a process of still trying to keep it open and being as more open as you can be. Yep. let's see. Though it was not the intention of Master Mikayo Yusui, it has also become known as a healing modality that can be given to others that does not deplete the personal energies of the person giving energy. Also, I'm reading, it says, it is often said that to give in healing is to receive a healing and will increase the energy level of the person providing the Reiki when sharing with others. Reiki energy is divinely guided to the area or situation that a person is in the most need of the energy to promote healing. So, energy healing is so powerful. I mean, I feel for myself with this whole Reiki experience. When I do Reiki on myself, or I listen to videos of other people doing Reiki, distant roots Reiki, it helps me a lot. So, let's see. Though there is only one Reiki, we all possess an individual variation of this energy due to the energy being received through our attunements, being a blend of the highest energy of Mikayo Yusui and the highest level energies of the master providing the attunement. This is why, I don't know why I can't talk today. This is why attunements from different masters may feel differently, as well as the students may be at different energetic levels at the time attunements where the energy will be received. I don't even sure if I should tell you guys about that, but it's just kind of like a, you know, yeah. But the only way to practice Reiki is to become Reiki certified. I will definitely tell you guys that. Here's the benefits of Reiki. I believe I can talk about the benefits of Reiki. Reiki is a relaxing experience, so stress dissolves. Reiki brings with it feelings of serenity, well-being, health, energy, and vitality. Reiki is a safe, natural, simple, and cost-effective method of spiritual growth, healing, and self-improvement. Reiki can calm you down and is even helpful in calming hyperactive children. Anyone can learn Reiki quickly and easily under the guidance of experienced teachers. Reiki not only improves your health, but also improves the quality of your life. Reiki revitalizes and rejuvenates the body and mind. Reiki can clear money blocks. Reiki can help you improve relationships. And lastly, Reiki boosts self-confidence, memory, and concentration. So those are some of the benefits, okay? So I want to go a little bit into the chakras, because I can't sit here and give you guys what is Reiki? How is Reiki founded by? And I feel like you can find out who created Reiki and all of these things by a simple Google search, but I was just reading some of my notes that I got. So, starting from the base, there is your root chakra. Your root chakra is associated with the base of your spine, your nervous system. It's also associated with the color red. So I kind of think of it as it's between, like, to be honest, your genitals. It's like down at the base of your spine. So it's in that area. It's like below the genitals. I just read that. It relates to the spinal column, kidneys, and bones. And it also holds the Kundalini. If anyone's heard of that, there's a thing called Kundalini awakening. It contains the primary 8 cells that have all the knowledge of creation and remain the only cells in your body that do not change in your lifetime. It grounds us in the physical works and holds primal energy. It has the densest form related to survival, self-preservation, instincts, grounding, security, stability to life on the physical plane. So red is associated with the root chakra, which is usually the basis for everything, for all of your chakras. If your root chakra is unbalanced, well, sure enough, the rest of your chakras are probably going to be unbalanced, because your root chakra is the base of your whole physical body, especially in this plane. it's also about grounding too. So I would offer tips in staying grounded. Really, really, it's about stability. If I had to, as I'm reading here, certain types of foods to eat with this chakra, I would say beets, carrots. I'm not a fan of carrots, but potatoes, garlic, ginger, radishes, turnips, etc. The positive aspects of the chakra is stability, vitality, loyalty, prosperity, patience, tenacity. Yeah, that's our basis. Our going up from the root chakra is our sacral chakra, which is associated with the color orange. And it's located just beneath the navel. And this one relates to our sexual organs, our kidneys, lymphatic system, and reproductive capacities. Blockages here that occur are usually emotional problems or sexual guilt. Holds energy related to the ability to respond versus react, connect with others, giving and receiving, and food assimilation. sacral also deals with your spleen too, by the way. This is a long episode. Let's see. Yet again, I also forgot to mention maybe crystals that you can use for the root chakra is red jasper, black tourmaline, agate. Also with sacral, since we are on sacral, carnelian, moonstone, coral. There's different types of essential oils out there, so definitely look into that. And lastly, for this chakra, carrots, obviously, cantaloupe. I do not like cantaloupe. Mangoes, I love mangoes. Strawberries, oranges, grapefruits, etc., etc. It's about joy, creativity, adaptability, sensuality, fertility, pleasure, sexuality. Sacral is really, like, it's also feminine. So root is masculine. Sacral is feminine. Okay, so then we go from that up to our solar plexus, which is always my favorite chakra, because every time I get any type of reading, it's always my solar plexus chakra that's really going through it. So yeah. solar plexus is associated with the color yellow. It's located above the belly button, and it's kind of under your chest, or for women it's under our breasts. It's like right in the center. It relates to the pancreas, liver, gallbladder, stomach, and adrenals. I can't speak today. This is where our personal power is. It's about self-esteem, your confidence, your determination, your drive. Your inner child also lies in this chakra. So if you're ever looking to do any type of chakra healing, or inner child healing, this is where your inner child lies and your inner child plays, and it's just, that's where they are. When your chakra is blocked, you have a lot of self-esteem issues, you don't believe in yourself, a lot of self-doubt, a lot of really at war with yourself. You don't really step into your personal power. You probably have inner child healing that you need to do. And the chakra, when it's not in balance, it keeps you from really stepping into your power. Inner strength, etc., etc. solar plexus is masculine. Crystals, citrine, calcite, topaz. Food, corn, yellow lentils. I do not eat that. Squash, bananas. positive aspects of the chakra is power, confidence, charisma, strong will, humor, leadership and mental clarity. Next up from there is our heart chakra. These also, I will say at the end, the Sanskrit word for all of these too for you guys. So we're at our heart chakra, which is all about love. It's about your hearts. Our heart chakra is usually associated with the colors green and pink. Located in the center of the rib cage, it relates to the circulatory system, thymus glands, and lungs. Problems that can arise if it's blocked is you'll have a lack of compassion and ego issues.
you won't really be open as to love or receptive to new stuff coming in, blessings. You probably have money issues too, because when you have a block chakra, heart chakra specifically too, also other ones, but your heart chakra is which kind of sets the tone of money. Because when your heart chakra is really open, you're more receptive to incoming blessings and incoming money. And so if you're having issues with money, please maybe start to open your heart chakra up even more. Crystals associated. Sorry, guys, I'm like over here playing right now. Crystals associated with the heart chakra. Heart chakra is also feminine, as I said. Jade, rose quartz, green calcite, green tourmaline, aventurine, and unikites. I cannot say that one. Foods, kale, lettuce, spinach, things of that nature. Positive aspects, compassion, connection, surrender. When you have issues with this chakra, you have lack of empathy, lack of spiritual connection, rage, grief, hatred, jealousy, etc. So then we go all the way up to our third chakra, which is associated with the color blue. And it's located in the middle of your neck. It relates to your thyroid, vocal cords, and throat. This is also tied to our creativity, our speech, communication, and creative expression. Blockages may manifest as a pressure when not communicating your emotions or not feeling heard, or you just don't really say what you really want to say, or you don't want to hurt other people. That's kind of like the basis of our third chakra. And when it's not in balance, you're going to have issues. Yet again, crystals that are related to this one is lapis lazuli, turquoise, sodalite, and aquamarine. Foods, apples, blueberries, eggplants, pears, etc., etc. And throat is masculine. And then we are at our third eye chakra, which is associated with the color purple. Also, it can be white too, but crown is mostly white. The purple is associated the third eye chakra. This is mostly your intuition. This deals with your intuition. It holds the capabilities. This is a long episode, and sometimes I don't want them to be long, but I just been wanting to give you guys so much advice. But the ability to look inward spiritually, your psychic abilities, intuition. You may have headaches when the chakra is not balanced or it's blocked, and inability to see the future. This deals with your inner guidance, your intuition, your ability to talk to your spirit team, your galactic family, your ability to even listen to yourself. When it's not blocked, when it's blocked, then you have issues. And lastly, actually forgot on this one, our third eye chakra is associated, it's feminine. Stones, crystals, amethyst, purple fluorite, labradorite, foods, light meats, and meditation, moon water. lack of intuition. And lastly is our crown chakra, which is associated with the colors indigo, gold, white, and it's located at the top of the head. It holds inspiration, pure enlightenment, cosmic awareness, divinity, wisdom, and universal understanding. It unites the higher self with body, mind, and spirit. It's unified. clear quartz, selenite, diamond, amethyst, light mules, and meditation sun and crystal infused water, awareness, connectedness, intelligence, understanding, plus
And yeah, so those are our 7 chakras. Sanskrit words for them, I will try my best before I end this episode. So the Sanskrit word of the root chakra is Muladhara. I'm Dahara. Muladhara. I can't say that right, so please don't come at me. Second is our sacral chakra, which is Vadishtana. I cannot say that one. solar plexus is Manipura. Probably not saying these right. Heart chakra, Anahata. Throat chakra, Vishuddha. Third eye chakra, Anja. And the crown chakra is Sahasrara. Allah. So those are the Sanskrits of everything. There's definitely more information online. I would highly recommend that you guys go to Reiki people to make sure your chakras are constantly balanced. And if you also want to experience it, I will highly recommend you guys go in person and experience the experience of having Reiki done to you, because it's so powerful. I remember my experience with getting my first healing done, and it was so powerful. I remember her telling me that your inner child was out here slaying these really black dragons, and there was just kind of like the bad stuff. And like, you know, now fast forward a couple years since I've had that, I've done so much transformation. But I highly recommend that you guys go into that. And so I don't think there's nothing wrong, but I want to give you guys the Reiki principles to live by. And I think that these also, I don't think you have to, I guess I don't say you have to be Reiki, but I'm sure there's people that have posted this and people have seen these Reiki principles. But I like them because it kind of helps you to rewire yourself, especially if you're before you're giving them or working on others. Just for today, I will not anger. Just for today, I will not worry. Just for today, I will be grateful for all my blessings. Just for today, I will work with honesty and integrity. Just for today, I will be kind to all living beings. And I would recommend, like for me, I haven't said it as much recently, but when I was doing it a lot at the beginning, I was saying it like 3 times back to back. And it's like affirmations to the spirit. And I know it just helps me spiritually. So that is going to conclude today's episode about the chakras. And to really thank Dr. Mikayo Yusui of Japan for his beautiful experiences with really developing what is Reiki today. And even though Reiki has completely expanded from his original practices, but I want to give shout out and love to him for what he's done for us in this practice. Reiki is just such a beautiful energy that I recommend anybody to try or to, I guess, dive into. If I had to say anything else about it, Reiki level 2 is more so, so I will say this, but I won't tell you the different placements or something like that, but I would say when you're getting Reiki level 2, Reiki level 1, it's all about like the history of Reiki. It's about the practices, and usually in Reiki level 1, you learn the history, and then you get your attunements and stuff of that nature. I would have went into my attunements today, but this is kind of already a long episode, and I just let you know that my attunements were really beautiful and they were really spiritually profound. And I feel like just those attunements helped me to elevate even more within myself. And I'm always constantly wanting to grow. So that's as much as I will say about my attunement, my experience with that, but I don't really think there's anything else I could say but to definitely go into that. Reiki level 2 is more so about distance Reiki. Other people would probably not agree with me, but actually they would agree with me. It's usually, this is where you get the chance and you can finally do more Reiki on other people from afar instead of in person. But yeah, so that concludes our episode about Reiki. And this is coming from a Reiki practitioner herself. I hope that this advice and the speech of me can help you guys to really consider becoming a Reiki teacher, a Reiki practitioner, and eventually at some point a Reiki master. But till then, I will see you guys in my next episode. Bye.